Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back. It is game day on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, our national nightmare, the bye week is over. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, I'm feeling good. It's game day! Let's go! Jackie Baseball, listen, don't have time for any of the nonsense today. Get your ass in gear. We got a game tonight. We're taking down Vince Lombardi and the Cheeseheads. Go Birds!
He's been dead for a long time. And the fans are chanting, 3:30 country. 3:30 no. Country.
I thought that was just on Friday.
I forgot
Friday.
About that, yeah.
We're doing that again? Is that what the fans
We're
are chanting?
We're not doing that again.
So it's an interesting day for us on a Monday because we have some Friday elements for our game day show today. Tornado Shapiro joins us at 3:30. We are going to have Elliot checking in from Green Bay at 4. We will have Tommy Down the Shore checking in. 4:45. It's a big show.
I love it.
Oh, I feel like this is the actual start of the Eagles season tonight.
I like that.
Everything else has been a warm-up, and I actually feel like we've all felt the same way. Fans have felt the same way. We've been excited for the season to start, but the rest of the season has almost just been a warm-up to this spot. After the bye week, Eagles sitting there with a chance at the number one seed. Everything's starting to come together. Tonight is the first game that I'm starting to feel that buzz for. I feel the buzz.
I agree
man.
With you. I honestly agree with you. I don't know if it's the time away with the bye week and everything. You know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And quite frankly, I'm jonesing for some Eagles football. It's been way too long. And after watching yesterday, listen, some teams look good yesterday. We better have our stuff together tonight.
We have to.
This is what I'm talking about. Because, see, the Lions yesterday, the Rams yesterday, you know, played well, and now they seem to be the top team in the East. That's because the defending champs have not played yet. And that's what I'm excited about tonight. The Green Bay Packers coming off of a loss. I don't care about them losing last week. I don't care about them trying to avenge last year's playoff loss. I don't give a damn about any of that. They are in the way of us getting to Santa Clara. And I'm with you. This starts the real season.
Absolutely.
This is the first game to the second half of the season. That's the real season. And you know what? We're on the road. We're underdogs. I wouldn't want it any other way.
215-592-9494. So you mentioned the games yesterday. And, you know, I sat around, flipping around, watching all the games. Mm-hmm. And I thought, going into this pair of games right here, the Packers and the Lions, I thought going into it, you know what? Let's just get one. Let's get one out of the two. And then I'm watching the rest of the league yesterday. And I see the Rams go into San Francisco and obliterate the 49ers. And it's an injured 49ers team, but they kick their asses. And I see the Lions go and obliterate the Commanders. I see the Seahawks at, I think, 35
points. Oh, yeah,
points.
I forgot about the damn Seahawks. No, 44.
Well, in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah, 35.
It was 28-0. It was 35-0. I couldn't even figure out what was going on. Yeah. And I've changed my opinion on these two games. I went into it thinking, let's get one out of the two. But I leave yesterday thinking, I need both. And the reason I need both is we need the NFC Championship game here in Philadelphia. I know we had it last year. We got a little lucky last year getting it.
The Commanders
went in and took care of the Lions.
Yep.
I need the bye week. I want this team to be able to play two games in the playoffs rather than three games in the playoffs. I need this team to, now that they are sort of rounding into form, get that number one seed, win both of these games. Because what I don't want to do is head into that NFC Championship game or head into the playoffs worried about having to play. Now, look, going to play the Rams in Los Angeles is not like, you know, it's not like playing in New Orleans during the Drew Brees era or something. It's not the toughest place to play. But I don't want to have to fly across the country. I certainly don't want the Eagles to have to fly across the country to play the Seattle Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Hell, I know we're a game ahead of them. I don't want to have to go to Detroit and play. I want the number one seed. And these two games will do a lot to put the Eagles in position for that number one seed. You look at the rest of the schedule after this. You have Buffalo in Buffalo. You have the Chargers in Los Angeles. But those are both AFC games, whatever. Yeah. These are two games that could decide a tiebreaker head-to-head. I know the Packers haven't looked great this year, but they've got two losses. You know, I know they have a tie in there. I think the Eagles need to win both of these games, put themselves in position to get the number one seed. And I've completely changed my perspective on this. The NFC, you know, a month ago, we thought the NFC, there's no real good teams in the NFC. Now it looks like there might be four really good teams in the NFC. The Rams look like they're really good. The Seahawks look like they're really good. The Lions look like they're really good. And the Eagles look like they're really good. I want them to get both of these.
Yeah, they need both of them.
Yep.
I can't disagree with you. Yeah, they need both wins. It's going to be tight. This NFC race to the number one seed, home field advantage important to all these teams. The Rams want home field advantage. The Lions want home field advantage. Seattle wants home field advantage. Everybody wants that bye week because they know the gauntlet that the NFC is going to be this postseason. There won't be an easy game in the wild card round or the second round to get to that NFC championship game. I think this conference is eight deep, at least eight deep, and we'll see how the rest of the season sort of shapes its way out. That NFC North have to sort of battle itself out, and the NFC West sort of have to battle themselves out. We're sitting pretty in the NFC East. We really are.
Yes.
We're going to smack everybody that's left in this division. Got no problem with doing that. But when you're going up against a team like Green Bay and Detroit over the next 8 days, well, hell, 7 days, we're going to play two games in 7 days coming up. Yeah, we need both of these.
Yeah.
We need both of them.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
We do.
But we need both games.
215-592-9494. Are you happy with just 1-1 over the next couple of games, or do you think the Eagles need both? I think the Eagles need both. Fritzy, what do you think in there?
Yeah, you guys are getting greedy. This is a tough test, okay? Are the Eagles a good team to possibly turn into a great team? Yes. Are they flawless? No. And the reality is they're going to have to be really, really good to win both these games. Tonight, I'm actually not worried about it at all. I don't know why. Maybe because they haven't played in a while. Maybe because it's the last game against the Giants.
Is there a little overconfidence?
There could be a little overconfidence.
Yeah.
I just don't feel it. I think they're going to go and stomp the Packers tonight. And then next week's going to be a really tough test against the Lions. I do. But you guys are getting a little ahead of yourselves. You're getting a little greedy.
Both.
I know. So we do. Chest out. Blah, blah, blah. Eagles football. But you just take 1-1. You're fine.
No.
You take it.
No. You need
both. I'll sign up for it right now.
No. Only way you're taking 1-1 is if they lose tonight.
Yes. We better get one.
That's
tonight.
The only way, because if you win tonight, no one's going to accept a lost Sunday.
At home.
We want to go win both games.
Come on, you idiot. 215-592-9494. It's game day!
Woo!
The Eagles season really begins tonight, if you didn't know. Eagles Packers, you could hear it here on WIP and the free Odyssey app. 215-592-9494. Jake in Ephrata, you're on WIP.
Where? Alpharetta.
Ephrata.
Oh, yes. Hello. I'm here.
Jake, where is Ephrata? I've never heard of it.
It's Lancaster. It's in Pennsylvania, Ephrata.
Okay.
I don't know where else. It's a small.
Okay, Lancaster. Small town. Yes, Lancaster gives me some context.
There you go.
Yeah, how you feeling about tonight, Jake?
I'm feeling pretty good. I think they got it. I think they're putting up 35. I think the Packers are going to get maybe 21. We'll see. But
wow.
Yeah, I was calling in. So the tush push.
Oh yeah.
Talk about the tush push. I think they should run it a lot, and I don't know how Sirianni's feeling, but I think if it comes down to the end of the game, a minute left, I say we run out the clock with the tush push three times in a row.
Rather than victory formation, you want a tush push?
Oh, yeah. Victory formation, tush push, run out the clock.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Jake. So the Packers, if you don't remember from the offseason, the Packers were the team that officially lodged the potential rule change to get rid of the tush push.
Yeah.
I also, now I think Nick has evolved to a place in his career where I don't know that he's going to go in there tonight and be petty about the tush push. I would love for them to be petty about the tush push. I hate not only the Packers are one thing, right? If they don't think it should be in the league, if they want to try to get rid of that, but it's this coordinated effort by the NFL to try to get now national media saying that it's too hard to officiate that thing. I heard Orlovsky saying that thing. Oh, it's too. We can't officiate it anymore. Your job is to officiate the plays, not to determine which plays are too tough for you to figure out. Your entire job is officiating. Learn how to and it's honestly, it's not even that hard to officiate. If the offensive line is in the neutral zone, it's a penalty. If they go too early, it's a penalty.
But they don't call them.
They don't. But that's on them. You know, that's on them.
The point is, they're saying it's hard to officiate that.
Well, they should figure something out. they have the technology for the first down marker now. They should have technology for that as well.
I agree.
Grow up.
I agree.
I know you're not a big tush push guy.
I am not.
I'm sorry.
I don't really care about the tush push.
I know. I do. I feel a sense of pride about the tush push.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any chance they would run it the first play tonight?
No.
No.
Not a chance. It's wasting a down.
Well, it's that we get a yard and a half, maybe.
Yeah. You ask the Eagles, would they rather get a yard and a half on first down or four or seven or eight?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
I'm Man Spike. Hey, Boo.
What's up, Boo?
Big Ike. Jackie, baby. Yeah, Ike. We still going with it. Ain't going to stop till six the season over, baby. We going to keep on rolling with it. That's my Boo. Man, I'm trying to stay calm. You know what's name? When an old man get too hype, what's name? Early, we been up sleep before the game come. I have to go home and take a power nap. No, I'm talking about Ike Reed.
Yeah,
you can relate to me, brother.
I can relate. Yes, I can. Yep.
I'm terrified because I'm thinking, wait, I'm going to be home at 6:45. It's almost 2 hours till the game starts after that.
What time the game started? 8?
8:20, though, isn't it?
8:20, I think. What's that? I'm going to have to drink me have a glass of pre-workout, what's the name, to stay up. You know, take me a power nap or something, man. Yeah.
Well, the real danger, Yosh, is halftime. The real danger for me is halftime. I'll get through the first half fine.
Right.
But then nothing? For 15 or 20 minutes? That'll be, what, 10 o'clock? That's bedtime.
I'm with you. That's why you can't sit there and lollygag. I can't slump down in the chair or nothing. I got to get up, walk around, hit the punching bag a little bit. What's that? I got to stay elevated.
Hey, keep your feet on the floor. The moment you elevate your feet with the recliner, it's over with.
It's bad news.
It's a rat, and I'm telling you, I got a comfortable spot on it. Oh, my goodness. My wife already told me what's saying. I'm leaving you halfway. I was like, I might go outside and get some air just to stay where I need to be at. We need both of these games, though. I don't want no 1-1. I want to come out, smack these dudes in the mouth, and I ain't big on the tush push, but God knows I love when it happens and we work it out with it. But we want it because these dudes didn't want it for us. That's one reason. Plus, we come out, we smack them in the mouth, then the attention goes back to us. Went to Lambeau, historical Lambeau, and Wally-mop. Mollywop, the daggone Green Bay Packers. That's another story. Then what's there? Everybody be talking about daggone Detroit. Mollywop them too. I need it. Yesterday was good watching football, and they did what they were supposed to do to teams that was lesser than them. The Rams, we beat them. What's the name? And Detroit, man, shut down Jahmyr Gibbs, and it's a wrap. I mean, they got Amon-Ra and
everything. It's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if we could contain him, bro, what's his name? I'm thinking it changed the whole complexion of the game because that boy is something special. I mean, he really is. I feel good about this team. We coming out with some new toys tonight. BG, what's his name, going to be hype out there. They're going to be hype just because BG back tonight. Get it done.
Yeah.
And we just got to keep the carryover. See, the last two teams we beat, they was the scout team. So we went through the scout team to prepare for the second season, like it was just mentioned, a real team in Green Bay. We played Minnesota scout team, New York scout team. Now we're going to see a real team, and we'll get the attention. Everybody going to be on us tomorrow, first take everything. Everybody going to be hype about us tomorrow. It's game day, baby. I need my neck.
Get my neck, bro.
Game day, baby. Let me give you one on the way out the door. A-I-D-L-E-S. Oh, I ain't gonna front. Every time I get to that G, I get a little nervous now. What's that? Because I do not want to be on that little podcast. Love y'all cats, baby. Go Birds!
Go Birds. I also would love for Jalen to I did place a second MVP bet on Jalen this weekend.
There you go.
So we bet on MVP previous to the season. I think it was plus 500 when we bet it then. I think it was.
No, it was plus 2,000 when we bet it.
Really?
Yeah.
What, before the season? Okay.
It's still plus 2,000.
Plus 2,200. Yeah, no. Huh? Yeah, I threw another 50 on it.
There you go.
Yeah, well, I need him to keep this up.
Right.
I need him to keep this up.
We all do.
Well, you especially.
No. I had a little come to Jay moment this weekend. Well, it's just this, all right? So I think hate kills you, right? I think it's having a lot of hate in your heart.
Yes.
It's true. It makes you die earlier.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, your whole thing is staying alive now.
I'm a big alive guy.
Yeah.
And I just, I'm going to try. I'm really going to try.
How do you think that's going to work?
I don't know.
So let's paint the picture.
Okay.
It's the Eagles opening drive tonight.
Oh, he throws a deep bomb.
First play is Saquon, 6 yards to the left. And then we get Saquon 2 yards to the right. It's 3rd and 2. He drops back. He throws a dime to Devontae, 30 yards down the field.
Yeah.
Touchdown. How are you feeling after that dime?
I don't know.
Yeah, see.
But again,
you said you're turning over a new leaf.
Again, but the leaves take a little while to get turned over.
They don't take, they're very light. In fact, leaves are turned over by wind.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time. So we'll see.
Do you believe him?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
believe him. Well, listen, I believe he'll be able to sort of embrace this as long as they're winning. See, the real test comes when they lose a game or he doesn't play well.
Yeah.
And then, how harsh is his criticism? How quickly does he turn back into the old Fritz?
And does he have the big smile on
his
face?
Yeah, the bleep-eating grin. Yeah, that
one trusts you.
That's the real thing. It's easy to do it when he's winning because you almost stand out if you're not with the winning.
You're just a hater.
Yeah, you're just a hater.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get back in the trust trees.
Okay.
No, we're never going to trust you.
That's fine. Yeah, I know.
That's why I just sent the message out to everybody.
Yeah.
I just told everybody.
Yeah.
He's fine as long as Jalen's winning. He's not going to hate on him, but the moment he falters, doesn't play well, old Fritzy is coming out.
All right.
You just got to expect that. So you can't get upset when he does this because you should expect it.
I know. I'm toiling with myself back.
I meant like Jalen fans shouldn't get upset at you
when that
happens because they should be able to anticipate this is what's going to happen.
But when things are going well, I will ride the wave.
He'll ride the wave, yes.
But I just know.
By the way, shout out to Max B. They just freed the wave over the weekend, man.
The thing that we do at sporting events?
It wasn't really for you. That was for everybody that knows Max B.
I didn't think
it was for me at all. I was trying to think of a way to stomp all over it and make it worse. That's usually what I try to do on things.
When I say they freed the wave, that means they let him out.
Okay.
Oh, somebody in prison.
Yes.
Who's Max B? No, I don't know who it is.
215.
Yeah. I don't know it.
I had to go look it up. It's all right. You may remember if you
We should, I think. I would love to get Jack's real feeling during a game.
Oh, great.
I would love to make, for one game, if there was a way we could do it, to make our show text thread public.
Yeah.
That's probably not a good idea.
I mean, it'd be fine. It'd be fine. We live stream me watching the game.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Yeah.
That would be incredible.
By myself.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles just need one out of the next two, or do they need them both? Noah and Chestnut
They
Hill.
Don't need them both.
They need them both.
God,
they
you need guys
the
are greedy.
They need the number one seed.
Dude, we're talking about the birds.
Yeah,
they don't need, it doesn't matter. Road, home, rain, sleet, or snow. Rain, sleet, or snow. The Eagles train to go.
There you go.
Noah, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Noah?
Doing well. Me and my buddy were on the way to Lambeau. We're pumped up.
Oh, there you
wow.
go.
Okay.
There you go.
Hold on, are you driving from Chicago?
We're from Pittsburgh. We're about 2 hours out.
Oh, so you're driving. You drove out to the smart. Considering flights.
With the flight issues, we didn't want to risk it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So what's that, about a 6 hour drive from Pittsburgh? 6-8 hour drive?
Yeah, more closer to 8.
Okay. All right. Okay. Good. Is this your first trip ever to Lambeau?
Yeah, we're pumped up to see the venue. You know, we've been to the Link, of course, a lot, but Lambeau's a special field, and hopefully we get the dub tonight.
So let me ask you this. You're from Pittsburgh. Are you from Pittsburgh, or you just live in Pittsburgh?
No. So we're from Chestnut Hill, but me and my buddy, we go to school out here in Pittsburgh.
Ah, okay. Pitt? You go to Pitt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, a couple young guys headed out to see the birds, man.
We
road
are.
Trip,
and
road
you know,
trip.
You...
How many of y'all are in the car?
Just two of us.
Oh, just two.
Oh,
okay.
Boys.
Yeah, come on. And you, if I know, college guys, I know you don't even have a room for tonight. You're driving back right after the game. Is that true?
Something like that.
They're going to sleep over. They're going to sleep it off and then get up early and drive.
In the car. All right, man. Yep. So you feeling good about the game tonight or what?
Yeah, we're feeling I'm pretty confident coming off the bye, you know. I feel like we got to win both these games, though. It's a tough NFC this year.
Yes.
I think Jalen's going to get it done, though, in Lambeau.
Yeah, we do need both of them. I don't want to go to Seattle. I don't want
to
go to Detroit.
Ohio?
Yes. Where are you right now? Are you near Columbus?
I'm outside Milwaukee.
All right. Yeah. All right. Man. Maybe it's the Midwest.
You got to get to the game.
Maybe it's the Midwest.
What the hell is going on with the beeping?
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Is it on our end?
No, it's not
no,
on
it's
our
clearly
end.
Right,
we could do nothing wrong.
All right.
Must have been something you did.
Yeah. All right, Noah. You be safe out there, all right?
Yeah,
you guys
safe,
have a good
man.
Time.
Go Birds.
All right, go Birds.
Eagles!
There we go.
Hit them high! Hit them low!
To this day, still the best road trip I ever took.
Which was?
1995.
Okay.
Me and the boys, me and three of my friends.
Yes, in college at the time.
Yep, spring break.
Yep.
We drove from East Lansing to South Beach.
So it's got to be 30 hours?
If we did it straight, it was 24.
Okay.
24 hours, and we did it straight coming back.
Okay.
On the way down, we stopped in Ohio.
Okay.
In Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And slept overnight, got up the next morning, mom made breakfast for everybody, hit the road, stopped in Atlanta.
Okay.
Which was 6.5 hours away. Knew somebody else there.
Okay.
Right there, and then got up the next morning and drove from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale.
So when you drove back straight, was it one of you driving or did you alternate?
No, we rotated, yes.
Okay.
We rotated 6-hour shifts.
Are you a road trip kind of guy? Do you like the car road trip or no?
When I was younger, yeah. I recently tried to do that in the spring with my son, me and Elijah. We drove back to Cincinnati. I regretted it halfway through the trip.
Oh, really?
I'm too old to be driving 8 hours, man.
Yeah.
Well, you get the lead foot, so.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. Believe me.
You get there
in time,
that
certainly came in handy. But you know what it is? It's not the trip there.
It's the trip
back. It's the trip back.
Yeah. And
I just want to be home.
You just want to get on a plane.
Yeah.
And be home in an hour.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, did you and
your boys in college take any road trips?
We did.
Oh, man, where'd you go?
Well, we used to.
Why you sound so excited?
I don't know, man. Well, because I want to bring up that in college, me and the boys.
He's going to do his road trip.
Yeah. See, you went to South Beach.
Yeah,
me and the boys went to Hilton Head and stayed right on the golf course. Come on, man. That's a good time.
That's pretty good. Well,
and I'm the Silver Spoon guy.
Yeah.
I'm the Silver
Spoon guy.
It was
a mansion.
We went to Hilton Head. By the way, we stayed at, we had no hotel rooms either. So we stayed at somebody's house.
Okay.
Each place we went. We went to Fort Lauderdale, one of the guys.
In South Beach?
Yeah, one of the guys. Okay. It's Fort Lauderdale. We went to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
he was from Fort Lauderdale, so we had to stay at his house, and we just drove down to South Beach.
We had a Toronto and Niagara Falls road trip once, and we used to drive.
There you go.
And
from Syracuse, not far,
from Syracuse,
right?
Yeah, from Syracuse. Far, yeah. And then regularly, we would just drive to Buffalo because there was a taco place we loved.
Nice.
It was 2.5 hours there, 2.5 hours back. We would just go
for
get
tacos?
The tacos. We would do it from here sometimes, too.
For tacos.
For tacos. We would drive to Buffalo. Mighty Taco. It's a place. It's a chain in Buffalo. We would.
That's very college logic.
There had to be a cute girl that worked there or something, bro.
No.
Something.
No.
Just tacos.
Yeah, they're tacos.
What do you think of Buffalo? You think of tacos.
I'm telling you, the tacos are good. One time we did the wings and we did the tacos. We would drive up from here. We would stop in Sayre, PA, a place called the House of Wings. We would get wings there. Then we'd go to Buffalo, get Mighty Taco, go see a movie at the Walden Galleria, a mall up there, and then drive home. All one trip.
Awesome.
All for tacos.
Okay.
Yeah. 215-592.
That's back when you were big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fat guy. That was a fat guy road trip. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need both of these games to get that number one seed, Packers and Lions? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, the Eagles are in Jerry Jones's head. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah. Bought a little liquor for your homie. I started young, kicking dust, man. Living rough, you watch your mouth around my mama, you couldn't cuss, man. I had a down ass homie, though. We ran the streets and on the scene at the age of 14. Oh, I'm back to 9 in my back to 45. We're drinking 40s, little shorties, living on the lives. You couldn't stop us, long as I got my pops.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, 2:30 Tupac, every single day. We want to give a big thanks to our friends at Dietz and Watson, the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles. You could smell it. It was all grilling in there.
Yeah.
You can visit them this weekend at the Eagles Sunday night home game, where they'll be grilling and handing out free hot dogs for heroes, along with the Travis Mannion Foundation in front of the Xfinity Mobile Arena tailgate zone starting around 5 o'clock. I always love, they always bring plenty of stuff for you guys. I always love the Dietz and Watson folks hook me up. They're like, we know you're not going to eat the hot dogs. We know we're meatsmen here, but they always bring me a bag full of stuff. Got a bag full of pickles, hummus, little Dietz and Watson hummus in there. So thanks again to the folks from Dietz and Watson. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. What happens tonight is the question. The three options are Eagles by double digits, Eagles by one score, or Eagles lose. Ike, what do you think the responses are? Eagles by double digits.
Double digits.
One score.
One score.
Or lose.
Or lose. I'll go Eagles. For me, it's Eagles one score.
Okay.
And I'll go, because it's three choices, so I'll go with 58%.
49% Eagles by one score.
Okay.
37% Eagles by double digits, and 13% Eagles lose.
Yeah. I don't expect a blowout. Which, but that's nothing new for me. I rarely expect blowouts.
Well, Green Bay needs this game
very,
very badly.
Yes.
They are at home.
Yes.
I wish they had won that game. It was Carolina they blew it against, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I wish they had won that game, actually, coming into this. And, the Packers haven't put it together, but there are really, there's like a lot of talent on that team.
The talent is there. Yeah. And when they are locked in, they have looked very good. They certainly have. And like you said, this is a team. Not that their season is on the line tonight, but they certainly are playing with a sense of desperation.
They have to be.
Coming into this game tonight. And it's on national TV. They don't want to lose two straight games in a row. So the Eagles almost, you have to really block all that out. And what your goals are bigger than what's going on with the Packers.
Yes.
Like the Eagles have their own goals that they're trying to achieve. And this is one of those games where, you know what? It may not be pretty. It may not be perfect. And quite frankly, we may have to come from behind to win this game.
It feels like a 23-19 game.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get my score yet, but I'm in pretty much in that general area there.
Now, I will, of course, predict that they lose, as I have to do, but that's what it feels like. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Jeff?
What up, Jeff?
I am on a road trip, but I'm returning from Tuscaloosa. I was down there with my daughter this weekend watching the LSU game, so... Unfortunately, I'm not driving up to Green Bay.
Did your daughter go to LSU? Is that why?
She just graduated from Alabama in August.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's so SEC football, like, man. That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was my first SEC game. It was, and those two kids that called earlier, I've been hanging around way too many of them this weekend.
College kids. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, is there a lot of 6'7"?
Yeah. Nah, I think isn't 6'7" high school and college
kids?
Yeah, I guess more
high school.
You know, every time I'm on a college campus now as an old man, I look around and I go, did we look like children? Like these people look like children when you're in, you know, everybody looks so much younger than I remember everybody looking when I was in college.
They make fun of the 6'7" thing. It's total high school thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was wild. I'll just say that. I'm kind of with Ike on this. I'm looking at a one score game. One of you guys just mentioned it. The Packers need this game really bad.
Yep.
Probably more so than the Eagles if they want to keep pace. But I don't think they have enough to beat the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean they could win the game. You know, the Eagles are the better team. I think it's a little. I hate to always do the line says. I would if you had asked me. Now the line has gone down. It opened at
2.5.
Well, it started at 3 before the Packers lost. Then the Packers lost. Mm-hmm. It was 2.5. Then I saw it go all the way down to 1, and then it seems like it settled right around 1.5. But if you had asked me before all that, I would have thought even on the road the Eagles would have been a 1.5 point favorite. So this is a game they could lose. And I think Ike's right. I agree with both you guys. I think it's going to be an ugly game. If we're going into this hoping to see the offense like humming all game, I don't think this is a game where we see that. But this is definitely not a style points game. This is a get in there, win the football game, and get out of there.
Win it ugly or however you need to win it. But I don't see that. I don't see anybody over. Let's put it this way: it wouldn't crush me if the Eagles were to lose. Like I would be like, damn, okay, they lost. It's not the end of the world. But you said it early. Both of you guys said it early. They need both of these next two games if you want to assert your dominance, so to speak.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Jeff. Drive safe. All right, buddy. Yep. I think that the NFC has evolved, and maybe it was when we were talking to Balti last week, but the NFC this year, it hasn't been this way, where the NFC is certainly a better conference than the AFC is.
Me personally, I thought the NFC was good last year, their playoff teams. I thought the run the Eagles went through the playoffs was as tough as anybody's run in the playoffs. To play Green Bay, play LA. The Rams, and Washington, and then have to beat the Chiefs, that was not an easy run to get to the Super Bowl.
No, absolutely not. And those teams, the Lions have not gone away. That's a good team. The Rams are better this year than they were last year. The Seahawks have gone from meh to it seems like they win by three scores every week. And this is just like, I just think the odds of us winding up with a home NFC championship game without the one seed, it just gets tough. And I don't know who the one seed's going to be, but like it's going to be a tougher road, I think, even more this year.
So I agree with you, and I think they need to win both games. If you were to say, if you were to ask me, well, can the Eagles get to the Super Bowl without having a number one seed, I would still say yes.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because here's the thing. Because the NFC is so difficult, whomever that team that the number one seed plays after the bye week, they could lose that game. Just like what happened to Detroit last year.
Yep.
So the Eagles wound up with the home field, with the NFC championship game at home because the number one seed got knocked off. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't strive to get the number one seed. I'm just saying it's going to be difficult.
Sure.
It's going to be difficult to get through the NFC. So if I only had to win two of those games, I would much prefer that than having to win three games to get to the Super Bowl.
215-592-9494. Now, speaking of things being difficult, we don't want things to be difficult for you.
Mm-mm. Nope.
We want things to be easy for you, especially in the most important times and the most important places. Most important time, well, that's any time, but the most important place is the bedroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't need a letdown performance in there.
No. And you need all the help you can get. No one's testing you for PEDs in the bedroom.
Mm-mm.
No. That's where Blue Chew comes in. Blue Chew and their chewables, making your life easier, making you a top performer.
Guys like to be stroked.
And it's snuggle season.
Oh, it is snuggle.
Folky.
Get under the covers.
A little rainy.
Yes.
It's a good time.
Make sure you get the chewables from Blue Chew. That way you don't have to worry about swallowing a pill. You don't have to worry about a doctor's appointment. No, not with Blue Chew. You just do it all at BlueChew.com. You don't have to wait months. You don't have months to wait, to be quite honest with you. You want to solve this problem now. You don't want to have an awkward conversation with some doctor. No, it all happens at BlueChew.com. And because they make it and ship it right here in the U.S., there's a discreet
hard
package
that arrives in your mailbox.
Uh-huh.
Once you get past the first month, which is going to be free, we'll tell you about that in a second, it's going to be even less expensive. Blue Chew is going to help you solve your problems, and that's what we're all about here. People helping people, as Jack says. Now, we're going to help you even more by having Jack pay for your first month.
Still doing this?
Yes, sir. Your first month is going to be free.
F-R-E-E.
You use the code 94 at checkout at BlueChew.com. Once again, go to BlueChew.com, take you 10 minutes, use code 94 in checkout, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly.
Chew it and do, y'all.
Why doesn't let the good times fly? So the news broke this week from Adam Schefter that when the Dallas Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers, there was a part of the deal that was not publicized at the time. This, per Adam Schefter, the previously unreported condition states that if the Packers decide to trade Parsons to a team in the NFC East, the Eagles tried to trade for him in the summer before being rebuffed, then Green Bay would owe Dallas its 2028 first-round pick. The poison pill condition was also used on Kenny Clark, the other player involved in the trade, according to sources. If the Cowboys trade Clark to a team in the NFC North, they would owe the Packers their 2028 first-round pick. Schefter continues, league sources sources say this poison pill condition was clearly put into place to block Parsons from winding up in Philadelphia, not far from where he grew up and one day wanted to play. The poison pill conditions apply to this season and 2026, meaning the Packers don't have a clear path to trade Parsons to another NFC East team till 2027 at the earliest.
Yeah.
It is nice to know that Jerry is thinking about us when he's making the trade.
Yeah,
I have to believe 1 and 1 is 3.
Yeah,
and rightfully so.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and rightfully so. He doesn't want – now, the Giants couldn't control where Saquon went. He was a free agent.
Correct.
So but I would imagine they wouldn't have wanted him to be in the NFC East either.
Yes.
If they could control it.
You know what it makes me think about when Andy Reid traded Donovan to the Redskins at the time. And I almost think
it was at the end, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing that I thought when that trade happened is, oh, Andy must be pretty sure that Donovan's finished to trade him within the division, you know? And when you think about, okay, who's going to try to get Micah Parsons from the Packers? First of all, the Packers trading Micah Parsons would seem crazy. But you think you're probably not worried about the Giants. It probably is just the Eagles and the Commanders, and the Eagles are the team that were pursuing getting Parsons in the first place. Mm-hmm. So while the poison pill applies to all of the NFC East, you have to imagine in Jerry's head, it was the Eagles.
Well, and the Eagles were the one that he basically declined their offer, which reportedly was more than what Green Bay offered.
Right.
So he clearly didn't want to trade Micah Parsons to the Eagles.
Yeah. I kind of like...
And it's smart.
Yes.
Like Eagles wouldn't trade A.J. Brown to the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't think so.
or the Washington Commanders. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of like that when Jerry Jones puts his head down at night on his pillow filled with $1,000 bills that he is thinking about the Eagles.
You know? He should be.
He is.
Defending Super Bowl champions. Yep. Yeah, he had every right to be thinking about the Eagles.
215-592-9494. Black Gritty, you're on WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So put your hands up in the air, Spike, for a second so you don't hit the button by accident. I got to tell you something.
Okay.
So I was out this weekend, and I was with my dog buying stuff at the Tractor Supply store, and I asked for help, and the guy was like, "Are you Black Gritty?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Man, I miss you on the afternoon show. I wish you and Spike wasn't beefing." I was like, "Well, the beef's never going to die. But one thing Spike and I can agree on, we love animals, we love pets. So this Spike This is this call is for what's his name? Cam. Cam just calls for you because he missed me calling on game day, so I'm calling for Cam.
Not to make it about you.
Yeah. And remember, you're the one that doesn't call.
That's what he said. I know. That's what I said. That's what I'm calling.
Okay. All right.
Doing it for the people out here because we love animals. Yeah, I mean that's one thing we can rely on. But Ike, I remember that. Was it you, Shapiro, that road trip and some Bluetooth? Is that what happened on the road trip? Yeah, I remember that one, boy. Yeah. A couple girls with you. You know what I mean? I hear you. I see you trying to tell your little road trip story. Leave it to the professionals. Anyway, it's game day. I'm waiting for Rios to secure the perimeter. I'm so excited. We're going to Lambeau Field. I know everybody talk about Saquon. I'm trying to see tanks roll up and down Lambeau Field, blowing up everything. The Lambeau Leaf, I'm not worried about. It's more like the Lambeau Creek. They be filling up on people. I don't want to see none of that. I want to see the team's heads crying with frozen tears in their eyes. I'm trying to see my quarterback, rain, hail, sleet, or snow. Eagles train to go. That's how it goes, Jack, just so you don't have to stumble on
that.
Throwing touchdowns all over the place. AJ Brown's always open. Saquon going to be freaking him. Nick Sirianni, 4-0 off of buys. That means Jalen's 4-0 off of buys. That means do or die, we getting this George W., and the win is secured and in hand. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, I can spell. Love you guys. This fight, positive. Have a great day. Talk to you. Go Birds!
All right, BG. Well,
that was a tough
one. That's
a
different
me.
Method of calling.
Yeah.
Pretty much don't let you get a word in. He just needs to say what that's he needs what, to say.
Well, that's how it usually goes with him.
Yeah.
You let it out.
That was his beef in the beginning, right. Is that I wouldn't just let him do his stand-up routine on the show.
Yeah.
But look at you a year and a half later.
Yes.
You do that first call today, maybe we don't have this whole shindig, you know?
Well, thank God we have it, because the people are outside the radio station.
They're clamoring for it.
Holding signs, yes. And he's the one that doesn't call. I've had beef with plenty of people on the show that we argue. They call back. See how many times Chuck has come back to the show? 215-592-9494. Jay in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Jay?
What up, Jay?
Hey, it's game day. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Max B is free. We get ready to get this win tonight.
Told y'all.
Hey,
that's right.
I'm from West Philly. I live in South Carolina, and I was at the Carolina Panthers game yesterday. Shout out to all the Eagles fans that were repping our Birds, ready to win.
At the Carolina Panthers
today
game?
It's going down. Huh?
You said the Eagles fans were repping the Birds at the Carolina Panthers game?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it was a lot of us out there. We were walking through the streets yelling, "Go Birds," all day.
At the Panthers game.
Yeah.
Well,
at the Panthers game. And you'd be surprised how many Eagles fans are down here in Carolina.
Okay, I did not know this. Okay.
Can you imagine how confused you'd be if you're a Panthers fan of that game? You'd be like, are they chanting Eagles? We're playing the Steelers. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, real quick, Saquon is going to run the hell out the ball tonight, and I feel like we're back, we're healthy. A.J. Brown is going to have a big game tonight. They ain't got nobody that can stick him.
Well, you know what? No one should be able to stick him.
Season.
Yeah.
All that complaining is over. All that Diana, what's the reporter's name?
Rossini.
Bad reports are over. It's go time, green light. We're getting two wins. We're not going 1-1. We're getting two wins.
I tell you, if it will be interesting to see what AJ is like tonight. If
he doesn't get the ball,
well, if AJ is locked in and he's playing, you're right. How are you going to cover him? You can't cover him, and so
no one can.
So I would imagine it's going to be difficult out there tonight for the Green Bay Packers.
That's right. Before I go, I'm going to give y'all one Go Birds! Y'all have a blessed one.
All right, Jay. We have to talk to the cell phone companies about the...
What did they call it? Was that noise control?
Yeah, we don't need the noise control.
Especially on game day.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
If we could, in the Philly area, talk to every cell phone carrier and be like, look, the noise control goes away. He mentioned Saquon. Man, that to me, Jalen is important. So many things are important on the team. If we see Saquon running the same way he did against the Giants... It just means good things for the second half of the season.
Sure.
If we can get the running game back, that is, we even saw, even before the passing game came together in the last couple of weeks, we saw flashes of it earlier in the season. We didn't even really see flashes of the running game earlier in the season.
Yeah.
It's really just the last two games. And if they can come out behind their new star, Willie Lampkin, and run that ball again.
Where's Willie Lampkin playing?
I don't know. He might. Well, if Toth gets hurt, I imagine Willie Lampkin will be.
Oh, then he has to come in. Yeah.
Is he active for the game? I don't know if he's active or not. I didn't see whether he was or not.
I don't know. I know you spent a lot.
I haven't heard anything about Willie Lampkin until you mentioned
Can
him.
I
haven't heard anybody else even talk about him.
So I told Jack, after talking about him last week, I went and watched Willie Lampkin YouTube. That kid is good.
Against what competition?
Well, he played North Carolina. He's playing in college. But I'm just saying the way he moves around.
I didn't know where he went to school.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's
North Carolina. North Carolina. The way he moves is sort of like what we became accustomed to with Kelsey, is what I would say. Is that like he's bigger than he's shorter.
He's not going to be the center. They just paid Cam Jurgens. Unless Cam Jurgens.
He might be a guard.
He's not a 5'10 guard.
He's going to play. I think
he's
good.
Not going to play unless everybody is damn near dead.
I think you're sleeping on Willie Lampkin.
Of course I am. He was undrafted and he was claimed off waivers.
Yes, because he was hurt.
I'm just saying, though. All I'm saying is that they have already invested in somebody at the position.
I know. I'm just planting my flag on Willie Lampkin.
So you hope Cam Jurgens stays injured?
No, I don't hope Cam Jurgens stays injured. I'm just saying we don't know how long Cam Jurgens is going to be injured. All right. 215-592.
Brett Toth played okay.
He did. He has played. Good. He's played really well. What a nice guy, by the way.
Yeah.
Brett Toth. The first time I met him was at the Birds of the Bye.
Yeah.
Just a nice dude. Mm. Really nice dude.
Army?
Or
Navy?
I think he was Army.
Army.
I think he was Army.
He is Army.
215-592-9494. Do you need both of these games or is one
Damn
and one
right,
okay?
We do.
I think we need both as well.
Big take. A little
around the league. What's that?
Big take.
What? Do you need both?
Do they need both?
Well,
you said we don't.
I don't.
Yeah.
One and one.
Can you let me have the happy take once in a while, for Christ's sake?
You happy horse bleep in there.
Yeah.
I got you.
All right, they're going to lose both.
Say it.
And I watched around the league. I think the Eagles stink. They're going to get their asses handed to them tonight. The NFC's coach got fired today. We will talk about that and everything else that happened over the weekend coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.